your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Kieran Corr.
A report into a crash involving Kent's police and crime commissioner has found she may not have had the appropriate car insurance. Karina has more for KMFM.
Well, the police watchdog have been looking into whether Anne Barnes was properly insured following the collision in Dartford in September last year. The Independent Police Complaints Commission have now come back saying the commissioner may have committed the offence and might have driven without the right documents a number of times. Earlier this year, the CPS decided it would not be in the public interest to prosecute. At the time, Anne Barnes maintained, as far as she was concerned, she had the relevant insurance.
George Osborne's vowed to push on with tax credit cuts, despite the House of Lords forcing him to review the plans last night. Speaking in the Commons this lunchtime, the Chancellor said he'd try to soften the blow on low-income families. Downing Street has signalled a review of Lords conventions, but Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell says any constitutional issues are secondary.
For 3 million people out there, who've done everything asked of them, bringing up their children, going to work, this is not a constitutional matter. Yeah. They will lose £1,300 a year.
A man who stole children's toys from a home in Sittingbourne while a family slept upstairs has been jailed. The 22-year-old who used to live along the High Street targeted the property overnight in January. He's been sentenced to 2 years behind bars. Police have released an image of a man they want to speak to after a man reportedly exposed himself on a bus in Maidstone. It's alleged to have happened at the Chequers bus station earlier this month. You can read a description of him at kentonline.co.uk. Almost 40 people have been arrested as part of an operation cracking down on criminal gangs in Kent. Police have been carrying out raids across the county over the last week, leading to arrests for things like drug dealing and people trafficking. Chief Superintendent Adrian Futers is from Kent Police. He's noticed more young people becoming involved in the crimes.
They can target young people to do the drugs running for them with adults. Sometimes they can take over a vulnerable person's premises and start to deal from there. And those people are just not equipped or resilient enough to be able to tackle the problem.
Police are searching for a 12-year-old boy who was last seen in Deal nearly 3 weeks ago. It's understood Billy O'Donoghue's from the travelling community. Officers are urging anyone who's seen him to contact them. I've just tweeted his picture via at KMFM News. Women having babies later in life is putting more pressure on the NHS in England and Wales, according to the Royal College of Midwives. The number giving birth in their 30s and 40s went up by almost 7,000 last year. Meanwhile, the union says the health service in England is short of more than 2,500 midwives. KMFM's been told preparations are in place to keep Kent moving during the winter with the help of 5 new grishers. The vehicles are smaller than the other 60 that are used every year to help move through residential roads more easily. Caroline Valentine's winter service manager at the County Council. She says she'll be working closely with local authorities if we get heavy snow.
We do bring additional resources in where we can, and this is why our joint working with the district councils is very important, so that if we do get snow and ice, we've given them some salt, they can go out. Drivers maybe that drive the bin lorries who can't work and do their normal job, they will go out and help just to try and keep the county moving.
And Bond is back, and this time it's with royal approval. With more on that and the rest of the showbiz this lunchtime, here's Joe.
Well, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and Prince Harry were at Spectre's world premiere at the Royal Albert Hall last night. The film stands as Daniel Craig's fourth outing as Bond, with rumours suggesting it'll be his last. Elsewhere, Tiny Temper's been chatting to KMFM about his new single with Katie B. The rapper and the singer have teamed up for Turn the Music Louder, which is currently number one in the official singles charts. The 26-year-old has told the Hit List how it came about.
I'd heard the instrumental and I was loving it. They were like, do you want to make it like an official vocal? So when they put mine and Katie's versions together, like, we'd already been working on other music prior to this anyway, so it kind of just felt like it was meant to be.
And Little Mix fans are queuing at Blue Water at this lunchtime to get their chance to meet the band. The girl group are at the shopping centre until 2 this afternoon to launch their new perfume, Gold Magic.
KMFM Sport.
In football, the first round of this season's FA Cup's been drawn. League One leaders Gillingham will go to League Two Stevenage. Maidstone will host Yeovil Town, and Dover were handed a home draw against Stourbridge. Times will be played over the weekend of November the 7th and 8th. That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.